Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumme salli ala sayyidina Muhammed ve ala ali sayyidina Muhammed ve barik ve sellem. Sayyidina Ba'd ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala narrates and has been transmitted by Imam Ibn Hamdan in his Musnad. That he was asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "It is in Ramadan during the last 10 days on the odd numbered nights, either the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 29th, or the last night of the month of Ramadan. Whosoever stands in Ibadah in this night with sincere iman and with genuine hope of getting the reward from Allah Ta'ala, all their previous sins will be forgiven." It means this night is a night of Ibadah. Yes, it's a night of istighfar and dua, but just the ibadah itself we do on that night will make our sins forgiven. This is also one special thing about Laylatul Qadr. Otherwise, normally, right, to get a sin forgiven, you have to make istighfar, you have to make tawbah. Yes, Allah Ta'ala also says in Quran, the hasanat take away the sayyat, right? But that's for Allah Ta'ala to do for whoever He wants. There's no guarantee for any person that any particular hasana that they do will wipe away all their sins. Generally speaking, good deeds wipe away sins. But here there is such a good deed, which is ibadat on Laylatul Qadr, that is being guaranteed that ibadat on Laylatul Qadr washes away all the previous sins. Then the Prophet has mentioned some signs, and it's very strange that these days people are more into this part of the hadith. They love hearing about the signs of Laylatul Qadr. Some people are like this. They like to look out the window and see if they see the signs. They like to see some wali. Once there was a prayer, sometimes some of the awliya, Allah Ta'ala opens it for them. Once there was a big sheikh. I think he's the greatest sheikh of Hazrat Hanram to Silsila in Pakistan, is Hazrat Sufi Sawarsab. So one year he said on the 21st morning to some of his maids that last night was Laylatul Qadr. Then in this day and age, mashallah, this spread all over internet and WhatsApp and I don't know what on messaging. And then all these people over the road started becoming sad because they thought that it was the first night and we missed it. Right? Then ulama explained to them that's not necessarily the case. You shouldn't be looking for these signs. But still, at the same time, Nabi Akram said the signs. So who am I? How can I hide something from you? Right? That the Prophet wants us to know. But the point is to know it, but this is not the asl. Among the signs of this night, Laylatul Qadr, is that it is a serene, quiet, shining night. Neither hot nor cold. And the moon remains clear without any rays. No stars are flung, means you might not see any shooting stars or comets on that night until the break of dawn. Another sign is that the sun rises without any radiant beams of light, appearing rather like the moon in its fullness, means at the time of Ishraq, when the sun is fully up, the sun won't be in its normally blazing radiance that it normally is. It will be slightly subdued like the full moon. And on that day, Allah Ta'ala prohibits the shayateen from rising up with the sun. Here, these were some signs. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidah Aisha radhiyallahu reports that she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu, if I find myself in Laylatul Qadr, what shall I say?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that you should make this dua, "Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anni." Some people say, "Allahumma innaka afuwan kareem tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anni." Some will say, "Allahumma innaka afuwan kareemun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anna." That Allah Ta'ala send you. Allah Ta'ala, you love to pardon and you love to forgive. So Allah Ta'ala, this is night of forgiveness. I ask that you forgive me. Now going back, Shaykh Al-Aziz Muhammad Mahal Zakariya Rimallahu Ta'ala wa Nawwar Allahu Markadahu mentioned some interesting things here in the commentary of that hadith that we had been doing with you last night. Yes, in spite of not knowing when exactly is the night of Laylatul Qadr, and even though we have then a vague idea, let's say the last odd nights of the last 10 days, still, the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exert themselves to the utmost in Allah ta'ala's service each and every single one of their nights. And this, what he means is that the ikhlas, their sincerity and their striving and their struggling is actually more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than any single night. Then he mentions that there are some advantages. Number one, There's some advantages to Allah Ta'ala keeping something secret such as this, because it makes a person more desirous. He gives the example of the Ismul Azam. And the Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that there's a name of Allah Ta'ala which is called Ismul Azam, his greatest name. That if you call upon Allah Ta'ala in dua using that name, then Allah Ta'ala will grant you and accept all your du'as. Many mashayikh are of the view that Ismul Azam is nothing other than Ismul Zat Allah. But strictly speaking, not everyone can say with absolute certainty. So Allah Ta'ala leaves things like that so people have more and more ways. It's almost like you can imagine a treasure hunt. So if I told you the gold was under the mimbar, you would take 2 minutes. And if I told you there's a treasure hunt, I've hidden a piece of gold somewhere in the masjid, so you will start searching the whole masjid. So I will get more effort out of you, more striving out of you. I will get you to put more time in the treasure hunt. So like this is Laylatul Qadr hunt. So if it was just one night, you would have just shown up that one night and that's it. And then been overly content that I definitely found Laylatul Qadr and I got what I was supposed to get in Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala put a treasure hunt for us of the treasures of Laylatul Qadr, that we should be hunting for it all five, at the very least, in the 5 odd nights of the last 10 days. Similarly, we should be hunting for the Ismul Azam. Similarly, Shaykh Al-Adhiz Muhammad Zikri Antara said there is a special moment on the day of Jummah, the Salah Hadith of the Prophet Sallam, that the du'as are answered. Some feel it's between the Adhan and Iqamah. Some say it's between the two Adhans of Jummah. Some say it's between Fajr, between Asr and Maghrib. Different ulama had different views. So again, people would hunt for that treasure more and more times. Then Shaykh Al-Hadith Shantai concludes and says, amongst the senior ulama in the history of deen, there are approximately 50 different opinions. 50 different opinions about Laylatul Qadr. Alright? Khair, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah mentions that once the Prophet ﷺ told him to search for Laylatul Qadr on the 23rd, Sayyidina Abu Dhar al-Ghafari once says that he asked the Prophet ﷺ whether Laylatul Qadr would continue after him. Because some sahaba thought that this will only be the lifetime of the Prophet ﷺ. So the Prophet ﷺ said that no, it will continue all the way until Qiyamah. Means every year until the end of time there will be Ramadan. And in every Ramadan there will be a Laylatul Qadr. Then again, he was also told that it was on the 23rd night. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas mentions another view of 23rd night. And then Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud by Latanu and Sayyidina Ubay bin Niqab and other sahaba mentioned that it was on the 27th night. And Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya wrote, this is the view held by numerous Sahaba, as well as many Tabi'in. So Allahu Alam, right, he says, but the vast majority of ulama, their hope lies in Laylatul Qadr, coming annually on the 27th night. Which is, inshallah ta'ala, tonight. And there's a hadith of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will on the Day of Judgment, raise up and resurrect certain groups of people in such a state that their faces will be radiant with light. They will be sitting on pulpits of pearls, and others will envy their lot. They will be neither from the Anbiya, the Prophets, nor from among the Shuhada, nor from the martyrs. Somebody asked the Prophet ﷺ to tell us more details. Who are these people? So Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responded that they would be those people who belong to different families and come from different places, but they assemble at one place for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and engage in his zikr. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is a great fazl Allah ta'ala bestowed upon us, that he gave us tawfiq to come here for sunnah itikaf and to sit with the people of Stanger. We're neither from their place, we're neither from their family, and those from the people of Tangier who sit with us also would also get the fizzlet of this hadith, because they're sitting with us and we are people who are not from their family and not from their place. So this means that this is a special blessing. And look at this. They've come for the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the zikr of Allah. Humul mutahabbuna fillah. That they are the ones who love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they've come to the sake for gathering on the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make love and to learn the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a teaching that this is the real asl of gatherings. So one, it means majalis of zikr, khanqa like itikaf. But it's also teaching us that whenever the believers get together, even for any other khidmat of deen, even for any type of gathering, they should also try that at least part of that gathering should have mentioned that we got together for the love for Allah Ta'ala, and part of that gathering should have some small aspect of zikr, even just dua at the end, and they can also hope they could also hope to get the fizilativeness. So it means that the nature of believers is that we meet one another and part with another only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. The nature of believers is whenever we gather together, we do so in order that we want to increase in our love for Allah Ta'ala. The nature of believers is that whenever we gather together, we want to do the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. It doesn't have to be formal zikr either. We just want to gather out of remembrance to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the primary feelings then are love for Allah Ta'ala and remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And that can be in the background at every gathering of deen. But at the same time then, the special effort of tasawwuf and tazkiyah is that effort that tries to put in the heart, tries to instill in the heart, tries to plant in the heart, tries to engrave in the heart this feeling of love for Allah Ta'ala and the feeling of zikr of Allah Ta'ala that should be the heart of every gathering and every effort. That's what you will find in Islamic history. All of the great workers of deen, scholars of deen, they all sat with the awliyaullah. Whether they were mufassirin, whether they were muhaddisin, whether they were fuqaha, whether they were usuleen, whether they were mujahideen, whether they were people of dawah in classical times, all of them would visit and learn from the awliyaullah because they all knew that this love for Allah Ta'ala and zikr of Allah Ta'ala is the core attribute of the believer, the core feeling of the believer. So they spent time working on themselves, on their core, and then they spent time serving the deen and working on the ummah. And that's the real relationship. That's the real integration. That we work on our love and zikr for Allah Ta'ala, and then we work on the love and zikr of Allah Ta'ala for others. Like Rabi Basriya, rahmatullah alayhi, said, that first make yourself, and then become that needle that stitches other people and connects them to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala accept us to get the blessing of Laylatul Qadr, whenever it may have been, that Allah Ta'ala not make us mahroom of any one of His blessings. And may Allah Ta'ala always and forever and continually, repeatedly bring us to the gatherings where we will sit with people from different families and different places for the sake of the love for Allah Ta'ala and the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Sit for a few moments in silent zikr and muraqabah. Close your eyes, make niyat that my qalb is making zikr of Allah's name, that my qalb is calling Allah, Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Subhanallah, min ala maham, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammad, wa barak wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Sunnah Sawab, Ajr of this Kalimat, Salawat, Dirud Sharif, Ayat Quraniyah, to our beloved Nabi Kareem, Sayyidina, wa Sanadina, wa Shafi'ana, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to all of the Anbiya Alayhim Assalam Ajma'in, to the Sahaba Karam Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhum Ajma'in, to all the Sahaba of all the Anbiya Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhum Ajma'in, to the Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin, علماء مفسرین محدثین فقهاء اصولین اولیاء کاملین شمس الصلاحی نقشبندی مجددی چشتی شادلی سروردی قادری and all of the great awliya Allah Ya Rabbi Kareem that are known only and only to you. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, we too want to get the feelings of these verses in our heart. Ya Allah, we want to get the feeling of Laylatul Qadr in our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, whatever night it may be, Ya Rabbi Kareem, let us spend it in earnest, search for it in earnest. Let us make such a dua to you on that night that Ya Allah, you forgive us for everything. Let us make such ibadah to you on that night that you forgive us for everything. Ya Rabbi Kareem, let us have such hope for you on that night that you forgive us for anything. Ya Rabbi Kareem, let no one from this gathering be mahroom of all of the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. Ya Rabbi Kareem, and connect us to the majalis of zikr, connect us to the zakirin, connect us to these special gatherings, to these special moments. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, we too hope from that promised reward that you will make us shining on the day of judgment. We came here because we wanted to be shining out of love for you and to learn how to shine through zikr of you. Now accept that niyat for us, Ya Allah. Make our qulub shine with your love. Make our qulub shine with your zikr. Make our qulub shine with taqwa. Make our qulub shine with haya. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Rabbana takammal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.